Policymakers have talked a lot about the skills gap since the recession hit in 2008. Those who tout the gap say positions like welders and operators of computer-controlled equipment are going unfilled and are holding the economy back. Mark Levine isn't buying it.
Those who claim a skills gap are basically saying the equivalent of someone saying, you know, God, we have a gasoline shortage here in the state of Wisconsin. And you know how we know that we have a gasoline shortage? Because the price of gas is going down. I mean, no one would say that. They would see that that's obviously a silly argument.
Levine is a professor of history and economics. He's also the founding director of the Center for Economic Development at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Levine published a study on the skills gap in 2013. At the time, he found there were between 6 and 10 unemployed welders for every open job in Wisconsin. He says the economy has since rebounded a bit, but that employers are not offering salaries that would be justified in a tight labor market.
Since 1986, for example, the real wage for welders in Wisconsin has declined by over 10%. So it doesn't make sense that employers can't find workers, but yet they're lowering the wages for those workers.
Levine's study compared wages for welders to those of registered nurses. He says nurses' pay has gone up.
Between 1986 and today, the real wage of registered nurses has gone up by almost 30% in Wisconsin, a little less than 30%, about 28%. So clearly, with a shortage of registered nurses, we're trying to coax people into that market by raising wages.
The State Department of Workforce Development says the skills gap is real. Jim Golombeski directs the Bay Area Workforce Development Board, which is an arm of the DWD. He cites a study by the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance.
And I have the brand new survey right in front of me here. And
Golombeski says employers increasingly report they have difficulty finding talent.
And in this new survey, 60% of the manufacturing employers in our area surveyed said yes, we're having difficulty finding talent.
The survey didn't ask employers if they're offering higher wages to new workers. Golombeski and the DWD say one reason wages for people like welders are down is demographics. He says skilled, experienced baby boomers are retiring. People who are replacing them are relatively inexperienced and haven't earned higher wages yet. Golombeski also says employers are picky.
One of the biggest reasons why people are not hired, even though they may be perfectly good welders, is they can't pass a drug test.
Mark Levine from UW-Milwaukee says Wisconsin's economy needs to be driven from the demand side. In other words, invest in the nation's infrastructure. He cites a study from the American Society of Civil Engineers, which says things like roads, bridges, and sewer systems need more than $3 trillion in repairs.
So we will build for the future. We will invest for the future by spending money on infrastructure. And in the present, we'll provide jobs.
In 2013, Governor Scott Walker announced $100 million in state grants to go to Wisconsin's technical colleges. The first round of grants are now being distributed. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.